The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good day, folks. Welcome back to RBN. This is Art from Philly, and we have a caller here, Chip, from Orlando. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Art. I once had higher regards of you at an earlier time, but you seem now to be in league with Steve Elkington and Andy Hitchcock, who's the biggest hypocrite that I have ever known in my life. I have never known a bigger hypocrite in my life than Andy Hitchcock. And you got this guy, the Steve Elkington, that's on the show or around this time. I don't listen, man. It's just disgusting. The guy is the biggest lightweight that I have ever heard on any internet radio station. And you know, I don't know how you can operate, Art, and try to push truth with this opposition coming as soon as you get off the phone or you get off the radio, whatever you do, and this BS just flows right back in. I mean, if you hear Andy Hitchcock on with David Duke, he is one person. He's another person with Eli James. He's another person with Dan Koff. It is absolutely nauseous.
Okay, you know, if you want to talk to somebody else's show, go ahead. I'm not involved with them. Okay, so you're tying me in with people that I'm not involved with.
You are involved with them, Art, because you and Rick Adams used to push this guy. And I'm telling you, if you don't see the hypocrisy, and if we don't eliminate this hypocrisy, this is a total joke, man. We're chasing our tail. It's nothing
so
going to work. If we don't,
what is your point? What do you want to accomplish?
Beside us, we are never going to go ahead with the people against us, because we've got traitors all around us, Art. All around.
Yeah,
us.
I know.
And if we've got, and if we have these Steve Elkingtons that don't say, they take up airwaves, they don't say a damn thing, man. And they
I can't answer for these guys
because
I'm not them.
Crapless to answer the phone. You know, this guy Elkington, he's a fair.
I don't know him.
That's my. Well, okay. You don't know him. Well, you know Hitchcock. You know, and
Hitchcock,
they get a show together where Hitchcock has another shell of himself. You know, he's got a different chameleon.
Okay. If you have a comment on this show, I will help you. If you have a comment with those shows, you need to talk to them. I can't help you with them.
Yeah, I got a comment with this show, and I got a comment with every damn show there is. And you know what that is? That is free speech. I don't care if you're this guy on Saturday morning, what's his name, Farron Schoaf, he doesn't believe in free speech. He has that phone totally controlled for me to get on there and call him the hypocrite he is.
Well,
we have
speech.
To cut out our hypocrisy. All
well, I'll give you one about free speech.
If we're going to fight the enemy.
In the state of Pennsylvania, there's a law that I actually have on the books that I gave the finger to a police officer stopping from cussing my kids. And he lost his home because of that. So I definitely believe free speech.
The police officer is not on the radio speaking to thousands of people, pretending to be in the truth movement, which I will prove they are not of the truth.
I cannot answer for other people.
They are totally out of the
truth. Answer for other people. I cannot answer for them. So what do you want to prove on this point, the show? And I only got a minute. We got to keep going.
I want to prove there are numerous networks. And Art, I don't put you in one of them. You're a free speech. And I thank you for that, man. I thank you for that. And I thank Rick Adams for that. But these other pricks are not, and they are enemy. That's what they are. If they can't hold up and be tested in public for the truth, which we are all supposedly for, then they are working for the opposition. Period. Art, thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
Have a good day. Thank you. Bye. All right. We have one more caller. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey, Art. Hello, Art. Hey, this is Tom D. I was hoping to catch that guy before he hung up, but I'll just explain to the audience so that maybe he'll be listening again. Each host has their own show. They have their own platform. They have their own ideas. They have their own mythology. And basically what we do is just provide them a forum. If you don't agree with what someone says, don't listen. And if enough people stop listening, then they'll just give up and go away. This is the same policy we have at TLBtalk.com. We're not going to throttle anybody. We're not going to censor anyone for any reason, unless obviously they're making threats or doing bad stuff like that. That's going to get the whole thing shut down. Otherwise, if you don't like what somebody's saying, somebody's telling you stuff that you don't like, block them. Same with the radio. If you don't like what they're saying, don't listen. You know, when John would not have put up with that at all. So you have a lot of patience, and I'm not sure how much of that I would have put up with. But I just want them to understand that every host says what they believe, what they feel, what they want, and as long as it's within legal reasons, legal. It's nothing illegal. They're not telling anybody to go out and do something illegal. We're not going to throttle them. We're not going to tell them to stop. And I just want this guy to understand that's how this works. If we were to judge every host on what they can say, what they can't, it wouldn't be a free speech radio station. So I think you'll agree with that, right?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, I spent $10,000 on a free speech lawsuit. So I definitely believe that people should have a right to speak out. But to bring to me an issue with some other person that I don't know much about, I can't answer that, and they should address it with that person directly.
If he's got a problem with Steve, call in on Steve's show and challenge him. I know Steve likes to take on a challenge, and, let's see what he does. And then if he hangs up on the guy, then it just proves that, he's not open to someone else's opinion. But, I wanted to say hi to you, because I haven't talked to you in a long time, and since John died, it's been a real mess, and I hadn't heard from you in a while, because I used to live near Philly. I used to live up near King of Prussia, and I worked at Broad and Race for 15 years. So I was in the midst of the Philadelphia, as we called it, and driving the Schuylkill every day. is?
Yeah, well, they call it the Schuylkill, and it's actually now called Killadelphia.
Yeah, the Schuylkill.
Right.
Yeah, the Schuylkill. I know. My mom in Florida knew. Oh, is he on the Schuylkill again?
It's amazing what's going on around here. I mean, we got Joan Rivers, who was given Mo Dallas, the head of the Vegas Mafia, an award for the Anti-Defamation League. They live nearby here. We had the Lampier family used to live here, the ones that put Rosenbergs in jail, the atomic spies. We had a judge up in Bucks County, Rubenstein, who was the nephew of Jack Ruby, as an example. We had
I knew the Rubensteins.
right, yeah. So did you know his uncle was Jack Ruby?
No, that I didn't know.
Right.
But if I ever talk to him again, I'm going to ask it, because I know a couple of the other family members, the Rubensteins too. Some of the cousins or whatever. because they were running a big police benefit pack scam where they're collecting money for supposedly for the police departments and all that, and you know, it wasn't going anywhere except to their pockets.
Right. The fact that Rubenstein was here is indications of a residual artifact of the JFK assassination, how they covered it up. They didn't assassinate JFK, but, you know, that happened years ago. What's more important is the consequences that we're facing right now. And when you actually research, you're jumping ahead of me, but I'll do it, is the JFK assassination. Look at the deathbed confession of Cord Meyer. And he draws the block diagram, and he shows their, you know, Cord Meyer, LBJ, and Carl Morales. Well, he forgot some things there. In that block diagram,
yeah, Rendell had his nose in all of this, too, Rendell.
Right. Well,
that
you know,
was,
well,
what,
actually,
the 70s, 80s?
Yeah, you know about the Chicoleone family?
Yes.
The Contrahocken bootleggers that actually paid off... all the people right there by
Contrahocken. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
my ex-father-in-law was involved with the some of the town councils in Contrahocken, or Conchie, as everybody calls it. So I know that if he was involved, I know it was dirty.
The mob was
actually
running
the I used to do sweeps. What are called technical surveillance countermeasures. We'd go in and look for bugs and wiretaps and hidden camera stuff. And we, the guy I was working for, we did a couple of the mob guys in Philadelphia, and that was some scary crap, man. I'll tell you what, with these guys staring at you, you know, watching you, like, even when you go into the bathroom and, you know. But
well,
now, one of the callers mentioned Osage Avenue. Was that MOVE?
Yeah, it was moved where they blew up the houses. I wasn't living here at the time. I was working out of town.
That's when that was Irv Homer's day.
Yeah, who used to brag about on his radio show? I borrowed money from the mob. They were such, you know, benevolent people that they helped me out.
Irv Homer was a two-faced. He was two-faced. He was one guy on the radio, and then when I met him in person and talked to him, he was completely off the wall. He was a very obnoxious. Disrespectful SOB, and in fact his son pulled a gun on me once up in Southampton, and pulled a gun on me one day. I had him locked up. Irv was not happy about that, so anyway, I just wanted to tell that guy, you know, what we're all about and say hello to you, and I'll let you go, I'll let somebody else get on the line, but you know, it's nice to hear you again.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling in.
All right, pal.
All right, so I think I have a callback from Bob. Come on, welcome to the show, Bob.
Earlier about, I was the one that talked to you earlier about living outside of Philly, and I worked at 15th and Cherry for Acme Markets, and. It was an amazing journey, taking the train up there and everything else. And I knew the Robinsons, I believe that was their name, that owned it. They lived out in Westchester. But getting back to, that's where I was a cop. So they used to have the Clydesdales there. But anyway, getting back to the last caller, Art, you tell the truth. And you and Rick Adams have been a beacon for RBN Radio. And Steve Elkins, I will tell you right now, if this guy calls Steve Elkins, he's going to have a monster on his hands, because Steve Elkins, he's part of this network. He has helped build it, and he's not going to go out there and start spewing out a bunch of crap. So I hope that guy calls Steve. And it's going to be a very interesting discussion, and I hope they can set up a time slot so we can listen. But anyway, Art, I'm glad you're back. You're telling the truth. I'm from that area. I know all that stuff. I was getting involved with the Republican Party, and it was a disaster. And I'm glad I live in Colorado. And thanks for being back on the show. So thank
you,
Art.
Bye. Well, I was going to ask you a question if you're still there. All right, I missed him. Okay. All right, looks like we got Eric. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Art. Big fan of yours. I used to listen to you with Rick Adams and miss Rick a lot. And, of course, John Stettmiller. I just wanted to give you a quick heads up on that guy that just called. He has come under many different aliases. He calls under different names all the time. Sometimes Rabbi Rick is one of them. But he has called probably the one show I've heard him on the most is The Fetch on Saturdays after Farron's done with his show. Revolution Radio is broadcasting The Fetch, and he's over like in the Philippines or whatever right now. But the guy always lies, and he's very acidic, and he tries to shoot everyone down. And I think he's some sort of opposition. So if you recognize his voice, he's going to go under a different name every time. I would just say, hey, thanks for calling again, Rabbi Rick, and then hang up on him, because he'll take your time, and he'll be like, very demeaning about everyone. And yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I was out of the loop for, you know, almost 6 months. So basically, I'm not familiar with everything Steve's been talking about, so I couldn't answer one way or the other with respect. But
sure.
It's up to him to take it up with Steve, not me. I can't answer for another person.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying if he calls you again, that's all.
Okay.
I've heard him before, and I recognize his voice, and I listen a lot. I hardly ever call in because I'm always busy outside working on my property. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah.
And keep up the good work, and thank you for all... Sorry?
Yeah, we get calls from Unit 8200. You know what that is?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, it's another country's intelligence company, organization, so I've seen that before.
Oh, yes, I do know what you're talking about, yes.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Hey,
okay.
Keep up the good work, sir. Appreciate you, serving for the RBN network. I appreciate it.
You got it. Okay.
Take care.
Thank you. All right, folks. So we had some interesting conversation here. I'm trying to, I'm still back in the 1940s here to explain what's going on. These people are jumping all the way up to the present. So I'll do the best I can here. So what I'm reading here is the article from J.H. Graham, and it says The Race Wire. He's got a publication. So I started talking about Earl Warren, who was going up against, he was the prosecutor, attorney general for the state of California. And he definitely knows who the Annenbergs are because he was prosecuting them and the Chicago effort over the relationships with gambling. All right, so let's see here. All right, so this is 1940. The Winning Wire Weekly, a race publication, operated at a Spring and Broadway arcade building in L.A. Earl Warren, wasn't alone in his anti-gambling efforts. In Chicago, the feds were trying to shut down the largest race wire service in the country, Nationwide Wire Service, published by Mo Annenberg, and later concluded by the findings of the Key Fulfer organized crime hearings. Okay, and in 1946, James Reagan took it over. Let's see. And then 1939, Annenberg was arrested, convicted for tax evasion, and that's where Reagan took it over. Let's see here. Nationwide's new service is dead. I'm just trying to get here. All right, so they're prosecuting, trying to stop the mob off-track, you know, betting services, wire communications. Nationwide, the Annenberg publication was soon, you know, after he was arrested, was pronounced dead. However, a new coast-to-coast race wire was born, the Continental Press Service, founded by Arthur McBride of Cleveland and managed by James Reagan, formerly of the Reagan Cults, a longtime associate of Moses Annenberg at Nationwide. Earl Warren had the idea of cutting off the news wire itself at its source. Looks like we got a break, so we'll see you on the other side.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Good day, folks. Welcome back to RBN. This is Art from Philly. And I'm following up the information I'm providing on how right now we're talking about Earl Warren prosecuting the Chicago outfit gambling wires. So I'm reading an article by James Graham, and I'm going to continue that so we can see how things are progressing, how we got to Biden as our president. I may not be able to do that in the time frame we have today, but I'll get as far as we can with it. Okay, so Earl Warren had the idea of cutting off the newswire, the mob services, by going at his source, the telephone and telegraph companies, such as AT&T and Western Union. He applied the California anti-bookmaking statutes to these legitimate businesses for that they were aiding and abetting illegal bookmaking. Okay? Conveying racewire information to the Pacific Telephone and Telegraph, Western Union, with the Attorney General to deny service to the racewire. So he was trying to basically force the legal company to stop communication services to the bookies. In December 20 of 1940, Warren reported major book racing agency, the Los Angeles Journalist Publication, run by Russell Brophy, son-in-law of James Reagan, and Leonard Devins of San Francisco. All right, so then we go here. Just want to get through here. And I'm just jumping up here. So let's see, where did it go? I'm looking here. So Warren was definitely involved with prosecuting the organized crime around the 1940s. All right, so then it's in November 40, police rounded up undesirables in San Diego. Sweep investigated, netted Russell Brophy, relative of James Reich and his brother Leonard. And Johnny Roselli, okay, family jewels, CIA. One of the guys was going to talk about the JFK assassination until they decided to chop him up and put him in a barrel out in Biscayne Bay near Miami. Okay? They were ordered by the San Diego grand jury to appear in court and talk about their race wiring service that they were providing to the bookies. In 1940, the federal courts threw an indictment out against Western Union. Earl Warren's bookie drive hit a snag. He managed to obtain a court order against people in L.A. And while most of the country was preoccupied with World War II, mobsters increasingly turned their attention to the race wire. The Chicago efforts, old mob wanted to control it. Unable to loosen James Reagan's grip on the Continental News Service, they started a rival service run by Bugsy Siegel. Having beaten murder charges and murder cases, he sent his enforcers, Joseph Cohen, Mickey Cohen, to intimidate and disrupt the Continental Local Services in the L.A. area. Okay? A pair later entered Al Green's office in 42, ripping up the phones of the bookie racetracks and where four female employees were running the race wire for Russell Brophy. They were brutally assaulted, and the telephone equipment was ripped out of the bookmaking facility. Cohen then laid low because the authorities were after him. Brophy also appeared to lay low, too. Then what happened is, as the race wire continued, Bugsy Siegel, through his frontman, Mo Segway, expanded his reach to Vegas and recently had made off-track betting legal. By late 40 and 46, he was living in the desert city more, in Vegas. Involved the building of Flamingo, trying to set up the western branches of Trans-American, a mob-run racewire service. It was understood that Siegel could pocket his share of profits of $25,000 a month from just the Vegas operation. So, from that, you can see, Warren was definitely involved, and Bugsy Siegel was in direct competition with the Annenbergs, okay, for running the mob racewire off-track betting and legal betting services. Okay, and that was what they're saying here. Okay, while the men were fighting, okay, they're saying that this is the real reason why Bugsy Siegel was bumped off. It had nothing to do with the money lost with the Flamingo, but everything to do that he was building a competing service against the Annenberg crime syndicates for running a racewire service for the mob. That's what it shows. Okay, so all this stuff you see on TV, nice movie they had there. About Bugsy, that's not the real reason he was shot. Okay, so it's interesting how they provide misinformation. And obviously, as far as I remember, was it I think it was the Annenberg media that provided the story. So, history's written by the by the ones who are still around and took charge, not the real history here. So that's kind of interesting. Back in Chicago, this is talking about Reagan. Fearing for his life, wrote a 98-page affidavit to the state attorney general documenting the efforts of the Capone mob, led by Jake Guzik, to take over the racewire service in the U.S. Following month, Reagan was a victim of drive-by shooting, and Reagan survived off a $25,000 reward. All right, and then what do we go here? Bob Warren then became governor of California and made another attempt to crush the industry and his business, off-track betting, okay? And then it says Continental came to an amicable agreement with the Chicago outfit, who then had no need for Transamerica Siegel, since he was bumped off, and shutting down that type of service, okay? So it looks like the real reason Bugsy Siegel was assassinated was his off-track betting company, Transamerica, competing with the Annenberg Continental News Service. That's what's interesting here. So, that's a real history. All right, back on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades. Free today.
Hello, RBN. This is Art from Philly. Welcome back. We're reviewing some of the situations that brought us up to the current local events we see. So what I've done at this point is talk about Earl Warren, who was an attorney general for California, became governor, and his involvement with the crime commissions prosecuting the Chicago outfit and the Annenbergs over racetrack betting communication systems. Excuse me. Okay. 1 second. So now we're going to talk about Operation Mockingbird, the control of the media for the CIA. So, this happened in the late 40s. Excuse me. Two of the biggest financiers to stumble into the drunken dreams of world-moving affluence were, in their times, Moses Annenberg, publisher of the Philadelphia Inquirer, and his son, Walter Annenberg. And the CIA anchored publisher of the TV Guide. Like most American high rollers, Annenberg lived a double life. Moses' father was Saikhan of the mob, and both Moses and Walter were indicted 39 for tax evasion. Moses pled guilty, paid $8 million, and asked to keep his father, keep his son Walter, from being prosecuted. Okay, now, Moses received a 3-year sentence at the Lewisburg Penitentiary. He died. Walter Annenberg, the TV guide magnate, rose to a lofty position of power. Republican on a campaign trail, it says, in 88, George Bush flew into Los Angeles to woo Reagan's cabinet. All right, so we got a caller, so I'm going to work with him first. So we got James from Vancouver. Welcome to RBN.
Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering, who did Bugsy Siegel work for? He wasn't on his own.
I think he was working for Meyer Lansky is what he was working for.
Yeah.
Right, so you're talking about the New York office versus the Chicago office.
Okay, and so Meyer Lansky was working with Lucky Luciano, am I correct?
Correct.
And then Annenberg was another family, or how did that work? He must have been from another operation.
Moses Annenberg is from the Chicago Syndicate, okay?
Okay.
And he was running the newspaper services when they had the newspaper wars back in the 1910s.
Yeah.
And he recruited both Meyer Lansky and Lucky Luciano to work for him when they were early, like I think around, early.
Okay.
So between 10 and 13 years old, they worked for him.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Okay, because I'm wondering here, there was obviously two families in competition, I think.
One and two, but yes, yeah. Right, and
okay.
I'm trying to focus on the ones that came to, that are still in power in 2022. Okay.
Yeah. And
it's like, look at the...
Yeah, right. The ultimate idea you're getting at here is how we're going to get rid of organized crime, or I just wondered offhand.
Well, first of all, we're never going to get rid of organized crime, but we can push it back into its hole, where it's not dominating society, but push it back into the sewer, where it's managing trash and sewer services, and get it out of the limelight of American politics and American communities. Okay.
Right.
So by developing awareness of what you're looking at, you can do something about it.
Right. Okay, well, my only comment would be that if you take all the Congress in Washington and what we got up here in Ottawa, they're all floated by an underworld, you see. That's the whole deal. It's
correct.
And like you mentioned, what's his name? That guy from California... Earl Warren, right? He was floated by the underworld, and that's how he got to do what he was doing. He wasn't. I don't think he had the mind for crime. He was just a pretty boy that they hung out there, so people would say, "Yeah, someone's doing a job here," or what have you. So you always have this this underworld thing, and right now, with these vaccines and what have you, it's the same old thing again. See?
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you got the same thing in Canada. I mean, not the Rothman Crime Syndicate run Canada? Isn't Trudeau basically their puppet? Isn't it really Philip Labrador's P&TD, Toronto Dominion Financial Services? Aren't they some of the big power structure behind you guys?
Well, let me give you the big one. Go to the Vatican, right? If you take the present net worth of the Vatican for the last 2,000 years, you'll find it's the richest corporation in the world. So we could go right back to that and talk about that. But thanks for taking my call.
You got it. All right, so we got another call from John. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Art. Nice to hear you again. I used to listen to Rick all the time, and I really miss him, Kevin, on, and missing you. So it's glad to have you back. And if you can sit in some more on the National Intel Report, really enjoy it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I miss
anyway,
you too.
I kind of been listening on and off, and the usual knowledge you come out with of time, syndicate stuff, Brofman, all that stuff you've been talking about, all their, who they're all tied to. Is Walter Annenberg, didn't he pass away recently?
Yes, he did. Okay. But the Annenberg Institute.
Who's the man now in his place?
Wasn't Annenberg
the king of kings?
Yeah, it's Wallace Annenberg, his daughter. And who's the real kingmaker?
Okay.
It's Comcast. David Cohen. That's who's the kingmaker.
Okay. How about the Brofman syndicate now? Did Edgar, he's passed, didn't he? And his son took over or whatever?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's not. Yes, Edgar Brofman Jr. is in there, but he's not the only one. It's the whole family.
Okay, yeah. Well, like I said, that's what I like. I love listening to you because you got all that stuff on. Question about, especially now with the war, BlackRock's a big player now in the markets on that, if you agree. And where do they stand investing in all this war stuff, if you have a comment on that?
Well, I know Steven Swartz is from this area. He's with Blackstone Group, right? There's BlackRock and Blackstone. Mr. Fink, I think, is with BlackRock. And both of them came from the same organization. Okay. If you look at the history of that, you can trace it right back. Go ahead.
Yeah, Blackstone, I know, is in a lot of property. I tried to get into it, but my financial advisor says, I don't have enough money. So they won't accept me into that. But I'm just wondering now with the war gearing up on that, you know, they're making money, but looking, I've got stuff in my stuff. It's just long term, but it's funny when the end of the year they went up, and then when this war thing, everything dropped down except all the guys that have the insider stuff, you know, making it, but we can't. So I'm just wondering what might happen in the future.
Well, with Russia invading Ukraine, everything's up in the air. How that's going to play out? Okay. So it's up and down each day. But I would say this, now till the end of tax season, like around April 15th, the market's going to be up because everybody's putting their money in their IRAs. Come May, the sharks in Wall Street will pull all the money out, make it, you know, bring it right back down is what's going to happen. Happens every year.
Yeah, and I wonder for how long after. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I thank you for that info, so.
Yeah, the market stays down until the end of July, early August, because that's when the money for the federal budget starts coming in again. It's got a yearly cycle. That's how you can make money. It rises from end of July all the way up to Christmas. Then it starts coming down within a few days after January, hits the bottom around Valentine's Day, rises back up at Easter, and with this tax season, and then it crashes back down, hitting its low point again around August and July. So, you know, that's
what
you buy low and sell high. It's real simple.
Yeah. Well, I said it's too bad. You know, when it starts like that, just frees all our money so we can't go up or down. But we can't do that. We're just a common people.
Right.
Anyway,
okay.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Want to hear more from you. And thanks for coming back on. Have a good weekend, sir.
You got it. Okay. So we got Mark from Texas. Welcome to the RBN.
Hey, Art. Great to hear from you.
Good.
Like the last caller said, I miss Rick Adams, too. I never met him, but he must have been a hell of a guy.
I did not meet Rick directly. We talked a lot, you know, and we talked on the show and all that. And the way that
anyway,
came about... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Sorry.
The way I ran into Rick was I ran into the Anti-Defamation League, and they told me, because I pointed out that I was in the community and saying it's nothing but a front for organized crime, my property tax is going to go up through the roof. So they said, we're registering you as a national on the national database for the ADL. Please tell me, yes, the mafia, just watch your tail. Okay? So somewhere along the line, I got a hold of Virginia Abernathy down there. And she said, talk to Rick Adams. So that's how I connected with Rick Adams.
Wow.
So that's how I came about. Yeah.
I love your history, especially the mob. I've got two quick questions.
Go ahead.
You ever see the interview with Kay Griggs? I believe it was with Jeff Friends. It was around 1998. And she was interviewed, and it revealed the evil underbelly of the military-industrial complex.
Right.
She was married to the George Griggs, who was chief of staff of the, it was the top Marine or Army, I can't remember. But bottom line is, it's great history. She was there, and she said basically the military runs our government. You look at all the senators, so forth, that have a military background, and they are responsible for moving arms and drugs. That's where they make their money. But it's a great, it's like 8 hours. And I think it's still on YouTube. But anyway, that's really all I had. I just wondered if you're familiar with it. If you aren't, I think you would enjoy it.
I was saying.
All right, have a great night.
Okay, you got it. Thanks for calling.
That's hard.
You got it. All right. So, is there any other callers on RBN here? Okay. All right, folks. So I'm going to go back now and provide some more details on Operation Mockingbird. All right. Because this leads into JFK assassination. All right. And you have to realize Mockingbird was set up by the CIA. Okay, they appointed Cord Meyer to oversee the control of the media. And who was the point of contact going back in the late 40s? It was none other than Walter Annenberg. Okay? Let's give you a little bit of information there. Walter Annenberg had a TV show called WPVI-TV, Pioneers of TV. And he had a kid's show. It's called Romper Room. And the person who was on Romper Room was Claire Swaker, okay? Claire Swaker was the wife of Dick Swaker, okay? Dick Swaker and Claire and Walter Annenberg would meet socially for years before the JFK assassination. Now, you might recall that it was Dick Swaker, along with Gary Hart, who decided to send Arlen Specter and Richard Sprague to the Warren Commission. Okay? So, when someone says we can't figure it out or whatever it is, that's a bunch of hogwash. Okay? The information is there. You know, the media, the real media, you know, real media, like we're trying to talk about here, can see it. It's not hard to understand. And that's what I'm trying to do, is provide that information to people. So there's the YouTube video with the deathbed confession of E.J. Hunt. Look at that diagram, okay? Cord Meyer, Carl Morales. Carl Morales has nothing to do with it. What they didn't show was Walter Annenberg, okay? And above Cord Meyer was Frank Wisner Sr. and George Herbert Bush, growing up to LBJ. How did LBJ go into power? Well, he said when he was talking to his girlfriend, Madeline, whatever her last name was, I forget, Madeline Brown, he says he was fighting the Irish Mafia. And that is true. Yes, JFK came up through the Irish Mafia, through his father, Joe Kennedy, a bootlegger. Joe Kennedy made agreements with the Chicago outfit, okay, to have them support JFK to become President of the United States, even though most likely President Richard Nixon probably won the race. Now, who did he deal with? he talked directly with Joe Bonanno. Okay? That's who Joe Kennedy Sr. talked with. Joe Bonanno said he had nothing to do with the JFK assassination. Okay? But yet, if you read the book from Maya Bordello, The Hoffa Wars, he clearly delineates that between 62 and 64, there was a split in organized crime. And he said what they called the Northern Mafia and the Southern Mafia. And the Southern Mafia was, looks like we got a break, so we'll see you on the other side.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, RBN. This is Art from Philly. Welcome back to the Intel Report. So I was talking about, since we only got a short period of time here, I'll summarize what I'm trying to get to. The consequences of the JFK assassination is what is important to us in 2022. It's unfortunate he was killed. You know, it was a murder, no doubt about it. And it was murdered by powers within our government. And they need to be held accountable because some of those people are still there in power right now. Okay, and they're controlling our elections. They're controlling what we're seeing all the way down to our school boards, okay, with critical race theory, as you want to call it, CRT or diversity or whatever name they want to change the name to all the time. They're infamous for changing their names. So that's why I was presenting this, so you can see how this evolved. And by seeing how this evolved, you act locally and you make changes in your local community. By identifying the criminality in your school board, your local commissioners, your local government, and your local businesses that are being affected by it. And you just point out what they're up to, and you develop a majority. Basically, you develop a critical mass to start the ball rolling and make some positive changes. That's why I'm doing this. And so we start thinking collectively in those terms, things will not change. Okay, they are not as powerful as you think they are. They're powerful because of our, ignoring them and not doing much about them. Okay, and we can do things about it. So that's an important message I was trying to get across here. Now, with respect to what I was talking about there, we can. There's an article, book by Peter Dale Scott, Deep Politics, and there's a chapter in there that talks about none other than the Chicago Syndicate, the Annenbergs, okay, and the Rubensteins, and how closely related they were, okay? We also saw what we discussed already, how Earl Warren was directly prosecuting organized crime, as a prosecutor in California, as a governor, and then in the Warren Commission, which has, he knew full well who the Annenbergs were, okay? Because he was working, fighting against them for years in the gambling activities going on in California back in the 1940s. And we know that LBJ was put in power by none other than Joe Bonanno, okay? And we know that Joe Bonanno said he had nothing to do with the JFK assassination. Yet his three understudies, Sandra Kenny, Carlos Marcellus, and Sam Giancano, had a lot to do with it, okay? But they weren't the only ones, okay? Obviously, the Bushes had something to do with it. One of the things I've seen is, for instance, if you look at the JFK assassination, Frank Wisner, okay? Well, look at his son, Frank Wisner Jr. What did he do? He was an ambassador for India. So if you wonder how come we got this H-1B visa program and putting all Americans out of work, it goes right back to what came out of, a consequence that came out of JFK. So it looks like we're wrapping up here, and wish you all a good night.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.